the buy is from a goy in Eretz Yisrael. It's kaishon alaboinai, so one is permitted. Oine Rashi says shtar mechire. So the shtar mechire may be written in Shabbos. So the Gemara says b'Shabbos salke daitoch, that Shabbos you write a shtar. Elo k'di omar rove hosam oime legoi v'oise. Rove said that by a chayle she'in by sakone, amir la'akum is muter, ochenami oime legoi v'oise. So here also, amir la'akum is muter, you can tell a goi to write a shtar mechire. Ba'af al gav da amir legoi shvusi, even though amir legoi is a shvus, Shum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Legozru Bei Rabono. We'll see a little clearer in Tosfos. That what the Gemara says, Kedi Omar Rove, Gemara brings down a memra of Rove. Now what's the connection? This memra of Rove speaking about that Achilu Shein Bei Sakone is permitted to tell a guy to do a malacha de raise. So my chabrusa wanted to say, Yehina Krenti wanted to say that Emerson Rav Pope was a Talmud of Rove. So the Bnei Rav Pope was zicher, they were mitamidav of Rove. And it seems their halacha that they said that they derived from Rove. Just like Rove had said that L'tzoyrech choyli she'ein bei sakona amir la'akam is muta. So they held L'tzoyrech mitzvah yishev ha'oret also amir la'akam is muta. Now Rashi says, what is this mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael? Rashi says in Gittin, Dav Chesam et Beis, Legareish oivdei kechovim v'leishev Yisrael bo. That's what we're talking about. He purchased a karka from a goy, and by doing this, he is taking away the ownership of a goy, Nakaka Veretz Yisrael, and the Leishev Yisrael, but now a Yid will be able to be living there. Soon elaborate a little more. Now let us see Taisvis. Oime legoi va'ise. So Taisvis says, Davke mishum mitzvah zu the Yishuv the Eretz Yisrael. There were matter amira la'akum to do a malocha de reise, that's because of the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Avol letzoyrech mitzvah acheres leishori amira legoi. But for another mitzvah, in order to be able to do another mitzvah, they were not matter amira la'akum. Now I saw an ala Yosef from my shvoger, Ramay Shehes, he brings down at Shuvas HaRivosh, what is this gewaldike meile of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So the Rivosh in Simen Kuf Aleph says as follows, Shehi mitzvah ha-miskayemes lo'ilom. This is not a mitzvah that is done once, there's a kiyam ha-mitzvah. The kiyam ha-mitzvah is forever. The Te'eles he l'chol Yisrael, and this is a Te'eles for Gans Klal Yisrael. It's a mitzvah t'midi, it's a Te'eles for Kol Yisrael. Sheloi tishtaka eretz kedoisho biyad t'meyim. This is the Loshon of the Rivosh, that t'meyim should not be the bailim of a eretz kedoisho. He wanted to explain this as follows. He said, Kolzman, just like the Pasuk says, that kol eila nitmu hagoyim vatitma ha'oretz. It seems when you have the owners of the land are tameyim, so it is not, this tume goes over, the oretz alone becomes vatitma ha'oretz. So memele, being misalik, atame from Eretz Yisrael, bringing in someone that has Kedushas Yisrael. So this is Atayeles L'Kol Yisrael. This brings back the Kedushas Ha'oretz. This Mesalik the Tumeh. And this is a mitzvah that the way the Ribosh says, Amiskayemes L'Oilom. That means the results of this mitzvah are Kayem L'Oilom. Now, Taisvis says further, Avalatzeir mitzvah acheres, leishori amiru lagoy. Vafilu letzeirech mile, to tell a goy to do a malochet deraise in order to enable to make a bris milen Shabbos. Mashme bepeire kato, de leishori amiru lagoy bi isura di araise. That amiru lagoy is not mutter, B'Yisur D'Raisa. Agavuch Rashi in Gittin says, maybe to understand better the case over here, Rashi says the goy sold him the karke and he wants to go away in Shabbos. Now, the goy wants to go away in Shabbos, that means if you won't get a shtar out of him, that document that this karke was sold, so who knows what'll happen. So, Memele, it is very essential to ensure that this Mecca should be kaim, that we should get a document out of him. So memele, that's the heta. So you tell him to write a shtar in Shabbos. But by mile, if the in order to enable to make a bris mila in Shabbos, you could accomplish this to amira la'akum to do a malacha de raise, this is also. Now Taisa bin Zaraya from Perik Hador, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do an isur deraisa in order to enable to imikayim mitzvahs mila. And this brings down a gemara. Gabay ahu yinuke, there was a tinik. Now let's just give a shtikel hakdomim. Bizman chazal, the teva was that it was essential and necessary in order to make a bris on a tinnik, that he had to be reichetz and bechamen before the bris. That was an essential factor in order to enable to make a bris. So the Gemara relates, there was a tinnik, the ishtapach chamimi. The water was spilled out before the bris. Now the shaila is, so what do you do now? Now what's going to be? He needs a warm bath, a hot bath, before the bris, and there's no hot water. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Nishailei le'imei itzricha nochimlei agavimei. So the Gemara, the only eitzah the Gemara had was, let's find out if the mother needs hot water. If the mother needs hot water, so we'll make ribui b'shiurim, so we'll make more than she needs. She needs a cup of hot water. So we'll make a gallon of hot water with one maise. That means we put up one pot, a big pot, and then we put on the flame. She needs the cup of hot water for tea. So mamay, we'll put in a gallon of water. So we'll have, but this maise is maise moteris because of the cup. So mamay, we'll make ribe bishir. Al koponim, we'll later elaborate what the heta of this is. But al koponim, that was the only eitzah the Gemara had to warm up hot water. Now, what if she doesn't need hot water? So it seems from the Gemara, it's bitter, so we don't have any eitzah. So they say, I'll find another eitzah. Let's find a guy. Let's find a guy to cook some water for the bris. In order to be reich, it's the tinnik. So it seems that is not an eitzah. That's the pashtus advar. Mashmedi loitzricha imei, if the mother does not need hot water, loishori, afilayadei doi. Because or else what the Gemara say another Eitz, that was the only Eitz the Gemara had, how to get hot water by warming up for the mother making Ribi Bishir. V'yesh Svarim shekosuv behedye nochim lei goya gavime. Others are goyres in the Gemara that a goy should warm up from the mother. So now let's try to understand this a little better. If the Gilsa is that a goy should warm up, so the pshat the Gemara is as follows. Yodis, the first 7 days, she is a din of a chayla she yesh by sakon. The first 3 days, I feel she doesn't say tzricha ani. From the 3rd day till the 7th day, if she says tzricha ani, ayid is machal of Shabbat. After the 7th day, from the 8th day to the 30th day, she has a din of a chayla she'ein by sakana. The halacha is a chayla she'ein by sakana amira la'akum is mutter to do a malacha deraisa. That means if she's a chayla she'ein by sakana, she needs a glass of tea, she feels she needs it, you're allowed to tell a goy to be mechamem the tea for her. So if the Gemara is goyres nichem, Nochim le goy agavime, so that we're speaking about Pakert, we have a goy. And the goy is going to be the one that's going to warm up the water for the mother. So if you have a goy, so why do you have to go and make a dreidel, warm up the water for the mother? Let's tell the goy to warm up the water for the tinik in order to be able to make the bris. So we have a klara raya that amira la'akum l'tzayrach mitzvahs mile is not permissible. L'tzayrach ayla shein b'yisakone is permissible, so the Gemara said. So let's warm up for the mother. We'll warm up a cup of tea for her, and then we'll put a big pot that contains a gallon, so the heta of ribuy b'shiyurim will be matter with a goy. So we see clearly that amira la'akum l'tzayrach mitzvahs mile is also. Vahasam be'uvde delel. So now Taisus has a shtickle problem. So I'm saying that Amir la'akum is also l'tzorech mitzvahs mila. Now the Gemara before brings down another ma'isa. The Kama Gabi Yinuka Achina. The Gemara speaks about another tinik. Also the same ma'isa that the water got spilled out. The water for the bris got spilled out. So there the Gemara said another eitzah. Neima lei legoi denaisi migoi beise. The Gemara says there was a goy that had hot water, extra hot water in his house. So the Gemara said, so let's tell the goy to bring the water to the house where they wanted to make the bris. There, the Gemara says, we're telling a goy to do a malache l'tzayrech mila. Taisvish just brought a raya, amira la'akum l'tzorech mitzvahs mila is also. The Gemara before says, we'll tell a goy to carry water out of his house and to bring it to the house of the tinnik. So it seemed that, not the way I'm saying, that amira la'akum is mutter. So Taisa says, no, you're making a tremendous mistake. Ahud la'el isura darabonan habe. Lahavi darachotzo shla'irev. That's not speaking about that we were carrying from a goy's house to a yid house derech reshus harab. It was derech achotzo shla'irev. It was a shus, the whole thing was one big reshus hayochid. They did not make a ruvi chatzeres. So the carrying from one reshus hayochid to the other reshus hayochid, derech achotzer sheinim urebet, is only an issa darabono. And to tell a goy to carry is a shvus le shvus. Oh, a shvus le shvus memokei mitzvus mila is mutter. Oh, that's right. But we're talking about to tell a goy to do a malach ederai, so that Taisu says is us. And Taisu says, we don't paskin like Taisu, but we'll see at heichen dvorim magiyim, that you see in the Gemara before, that the Gemara was matter to tell a goy to do an Issa Darabonon L'Tzorech Mitzvah Smila, השבוס לשבוס או דריסה שאין להכה משום מצווה אחרס על ידי גוי. So don't jump to conclusions that every שבוס לשבוס is מותר לצורך מצווה, כגוי להובי סייפה דרך קרמלס כדי ללמוד בוי. I need a סייפה, so I'll tell a guy to bring the סייפה and the קרמלס, מצווה בלימד התורה, תלמד תורה כנגד כולם. So one might think that one is permitted to tell a guy to carry in the קרמלס, which is a swoosh to schwoosh. So Tosfos says no. The davke mile, the gufe dochi shabbos shori aydegoy yisrael darabon. Fakel, a shvus to shvus is also not a small affair. It's a shvus to shvus. So since we find that mitzvahs mile is doiche shabbos, you'll have to be making chilul shabbos deraisa. So Chazal bent backwards and said that a hechsher of mitzvahs mila, if it is a shvus, the shvus is also doiche Shabbos. But this whole kula was based on that the Torah was makel, that mitzvahs mila is doiche Shabbos. So Bamil Saishta says, so therefore a shvus, the shvus, the tzorech mitzvahs mila is also doiche Shabbos. But by other mitzvahs, it won't be mut. This is Shitas HaTosfos, and we only have one mitzvah that Amir al-Akum is mutter to do a malocha deraisa, and that is the mitzvah of Yishev HaOretz. We mentioned from the Rivosh, this is a meredike mitzvah, to the mitzvah from Eskayem Esloilam, Beteyelas Hi L'chol Yisrael. So Memele, that mitzvah is Doiche Shabbos. Amir al-Akum. Umiyu. Baal halochis gdeilis mashme, from the Bahagia with him, Tafilu isure diyaraise shori al yedei goy letzorech mila. That's what Tosfos has said till now, from the Bahagia with him, that the Bahagia is not like that. That one is permitted to tell a goy to do a maloche diyaraise letzorech mila. Shepirish, because he says pshat, tafilu dineisi goy mitoich beisai, that what the Gemara said, let's tell the goy to bring his hot water to the house of the yid, derech reshus harabim. It was not speaking about the way Tosfos says, it was speaking about a chot shesheinu moreves, it was a shvus de shvus b'mokim mitzvus mila. No. The Bahag learns that the Gemara is speaking about that we told a goy to take from his house and bring to the Beis HaTinik and to go through a Rishus HaRabim. To have Yisure Daraise, Shori Ayidei Goy Letzorech Mila. K'moy Hochem Yishem Yishem Eretz Yisrael. The Bahag holds that not only mitzvahs Yishev HaOretz, Amir al-Akum is muta, mitzvahs mila also, Amir al-Akum is also. Is muta. And before we go further, I'd just like to mention a shtikl ha'oret. The Teitzois Chaim from a Menachem Zembe, Simen Aleph, brings a machloikis harishainim. Like this we know, Mavir Daladamis Bishus HaRabim is Osa. So the Poshet, the case of Mavir Daladamis Bishus HaRabim means, someone makes an Akirin Rishus HaRabim, he's Mavir Daladamis, and he makes Anoche Bishus HaRabim. That is Mavir Daladamis Bishus HaRabim. What if one makes an Akirin Bishus HaYochit? He goes through a Rishus HaRabim, he doesn't make anoch in the Rishus HaRabim, he makes anoch in another Rishus HaYochid. That means he goes from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. He's oike from one Rishus HaYochid, he's meinich in the second Rishus HaYochid. And the derech, in order to get from one Rishus HaYochid to the second Rishus HaYochid, he goes to Rishus HaRabim. is there an iser of mavir dalet ames b'shus harabim, since there was no akira v'anoche in the rishus harab. So the Teitzai Yisraim brings down Teisvus and Erev in Daf Lamed Gimel, Teisvus and Shabbos Daf Beis, and Meiri and Masech the Sukkah, hold that there is an iser d'iraisa. The Rashba is chaylik. Means the Rashba and Erev in the Rashba holds, if there's no akira v'anoche b'shus harabim, so Memele, there's no Yisr the Arise of Marvel Dal Damas Peshus Arab. So some say, Agavuche, if the Bahag says that you're permitted to do an Yisr the Arise, Letzerech Mitzvah Mila, and he brings a Raya, the guy brought from his house to the Beis HaTinik, Lechere, we see from the Bahag, he also holds Mavir Meshus HaYochid, Leshus HaYochid, Zechishus Arab is at the if you would hold like the Rashbi, you don't have any Raya Bechlal. The guy didn't have to make Anocha Beshus Arab. He's talking about he took from his house and he speaks that it was Mavel, speaks about Lechayre, it was Mavel. The Derech Rishus Arab, why says he was Mavel, that's what Derech Rishus Arab means, that he was Mavel, Daldamus Beshus Arab. So it seems the Bahag also holds and Meshus HaYochid, Meshus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRab, is also Minatayr. Fine. So now we have a big problem. If you're allowed to tell a goy to do a Meloche D'Yeraiseh, the Tzayrech Mitzvah Smile, so what's Pshat, the other Gemara that Taisus brought down? Taisus brought down a Gemara is Nishtapach HaMimi, and the Gemara's only Eitzah was, let's find out the Shaila Leime. Let's find out if the mother needs hot water. And if the mother needs hot water, so will be Mavashal, a lot of hot water, a set of Riba Bishir. What is the problem? Let's tell a goy to cook up for Mitzvah Smila. Cook up the water for Mitzvah Smila. Ula Divreya. So according to the Shita of the Baal Halachos Doilus, Bu'uv de Basre, to come out nochim lei agoy agav imei, so places we have to make an akimte. Not the way we understood till now, that this was speaking about before the mila, and we're warming up the water letzeirech mitzvah smila, in order to enable us to make mitzvah smila. It would be before the mila, you don't have to come on to the mother, you just tell the goy, warm up a bath for him, so he should be able to make Mitzvah's meal. There wouldn't be any problem whatsoever. No, they're speaking about La'acha Milahoya. It was after the meal. Not right after the meal, because right after the meal, or the first 3 days after the meal, it's a sakone that the Bisman Chazal, that the child needs a bath. So it's not talking about before the meal. It's not talking about the first 3 days after the meal, because then there's right to no problem. That the Vlad was Nisrape is ois chayle sheyesh by sakonim. So here was a problem. There's no mitzvah smile. There's no sakone. So memele. So that's why we had to be nechem le agav ime. Now, I had a problem, which I really don't know the teretz. Mo in Simin Shin Chof Ches Yusif Yudzayin says, the stam tzolchei koten kecheile she'en bay sakone, the muta amira la'akon. The tzolchei koten b'chlal, the needs of a koten, whatever a cotton needs, he has a din like a chayla she'ain by sakona. The needs of a cotton are it's if you're not memala the needs, so it's just like a chayla she'ain by sakona. Samira la'akum is muta. Now, till 3 days, it's a chayla she'yesh by sakona. If they held it necessary, you have to give him a bath the fourth day. So, I mean, not some of them giving a bath for Kavod Shabbos. We're giving him a bet because after the fourth day, it's not a sakone, but he needs it. So, right, so, according to the Rama, so, right, why did you have a problem? Why did you have to go through the mother? Nechem le agavime. Tolche choyle, tolche kotnes ke choyle shein beisak, ane de mir lakam is mutter. So I don't understand. If I'm not mistaken, the Goyen says that this Ramaz adover hamuskim. So I don't understand Taisvis. So speaking about after the meal and after the third day, but why isn't it tolche kotn that a mir lakam is mutter? Ulesvarim de loy garsin en goy. According to the svarim, which are not goyres goy, nucha loyma by day Yisrael koma. That means I see what I'm two girsois. It could be we're speaking about that we're talking about a yid. So mamela, so then there's bachlal no problem. Why aren't you mechem for the tinnik? If we're speaking about before the bris, at versteht sich, a yid is not mutter to warm up water l'tzeirich habris, because machshirei mila and not teichir Shabbos. So they're speaking about a yitzah, how's he allowed to make a cup of tea for the mother? The teich shiva, it's speaking about it was in the 7 days. The machalna la Shabbos imam rotzrichani. Kedamrinin bepeirik mafan. So mamela sotaisva says, so it could very well be, and the Chal don't have a kasha on the Bahag. Could be, if you're not goyer, that a goy is doing it, so it could be a yid is doing it, and it's teich shiva. Now, how do you have teich shiva, and it's the yom hashmini? How do you have this both things? So Taisus means to say that Yoldis has a din chayla sheyesh boi sakone kol shiva, means shiva meis less. Shiva meislesh is a din of a chayla sheyesh bei sakona. So memela could very well be that the child was born 2 minutes before the shkia on Shabbos. Was born 2 minutes before the shkia. So she has a din of a chayla sheyesh bei sakona. So the 7 meislesin end 2 minutes before the shkia next Shabbos. And, but it's Yom HaShmini, look up Yom HaShmini, you don't have with a meislas. So Taisus wants to say, so could be, Bechlal don't have a kasha on the Bahag from that Gemara. It's not talking Bechlal that a goy is warming up the water for the tinnik. We're speaking about a yid that's doing a malacha de reise. So for the mother, he's permitted to do it, because she's a chayla sheyesh by sakone. If she said tzrichani, it's Taisus 7 meisleis, and the only heter is als ribui b'shiurim. Avalei nire, Taisa says, this pshat Azicha don't like, ha'idei Yisrael ha'va'osa la'harbeis b'shvil ha'tine k'demrine b'perikama d'chum. So Taisa says, ribui b'shiurim is osa for ye to do. And Taisa brings a raya, because the Gemara says, ha'mor adikazach. The Gemara says, what happens if a chayla she yesh by sakon? Chayla she yesh by sakon. So lemaisa, the doctor said he needs soup. Right? I warmed up soup for him. He had a whole pot of soup. Then all of a sudden he took 2 bites. He can't eat anymore. No, tashot, hot soup, fresh soup on Shabbos. So the shayla is, I'm allowed to give it to someone else. So Chazal say, no one's allowed to eat it. Why not? Because if you'll be allowed to eat the soup that was cooked for the Chayla Shesh Bei Sakon, he might cook the Kavone Beferish soup for someone else. When he'll go and he's cooking soup for the Chayla, so already he'll cook some more soup. And that is awesome. So you see clearly that Ribui Bishiyurim is also for ye to make. Even though he's cooking for Chayla Sheyesh Bei Sakona, he has to put down the pot for the cup of soup that the Chayla needs. Of a pekin, it's also to cook more than that what the Chayla needs. Even though it's not a new pula, it's one pula putting down the pot on the flame. Of a pekin, it is also. So Taisa says he can't say that that's pshat in the Gemara. So we have to go back to the first pshat according to the Bahag. Speaking about after Shabbos, it was after the bris, 3 days after the bris. Fine. Now Taisus is going to say Meira de Kechidushim. Olefi Alochis Gedoilis Tvei Islon Le Mishrei Ayid Aval Kaponim De Alochis Gedoilis Holds La Loche That Le Tzeirech Mitzvahs Mile I'm allowed to tell a goy to do a malach in the eyes. That's the shittas halachas gedolos. I'm going to get finished. That if I need hot water in order to bathe the child before the bris, which was an essential pulet, zman chazal, I tell a goy, go cook up water, make a fire, cook up water. Everything is mutter. I'll need a sakin, I'll tell the goy, make a sakin, whatever. Tzolche mila, according to the Bahag, is mutamil alakim tatam du malach in the rice. So now, Taisva says, so now, that Taisva is going to make mer the kechidush. So, fi alach is gedoilet, tvei islam le mishrei ayidei goi yisure di reise, mi yisure di rabbonon ayidei yisroel kedamasi kosom, ahayuvdev loishoni loch, bein shvus dis bei maise, le shvus de les bei maise. The Gemara says, Taisa brings down another Gemara clearly on what's speaking about. For a Yid to do an Issa Darabona, and for a Goy to tell a Goy to do an Issa Daraisa, so Taisa is going to bring Rayas. For a Yid to do an Issa Darabona is also Letzairach Mile, and for a Goy to tell a Goy to do an Issa Daraisa is Mutter. Vamrine Nami Beperik Abeleza de Mile, Kishem shein meviyim derech eshus haram, tach ein meviyim derech gagois chatzeres vekafifos. And often the Gemara says, lahaloche, we have here a sakin shalmila, and I have to bring the sakin to the tinnik. I have to bring the sakin to the tinnik. So memele, in the whole problem is only going to a chotzer she'ena murevitz, which is an isra d'rabon. They make an irubi chatzeres. I'm carrying from my house to my shochen's house in one chotzer. They didn't make an irub chatzeres. So the Gemara says, a yid is not allowed to carry the sack. You know, an isra d'rabon, sorry. Mila d'eiche Shabbos, not machshire mila. And in the same time, we have a Gemara in Erevin that a goy is allowed to carry the sack into a Rishus Arab. A guy is allowed to make cook up water, let's say, Rechmila. So Taisva says, so we see from here that Amira La'akum is Kal, is easier than a Shvus, a Yedei Mais. Well, we can also understand this. Here the Yid is doing something. He's carrying an Achot Shashayna Morevitz. Here he's not doing anything. He's talking. It's Amira. Good. The guy is doing the malach. No, the guy is allowed to do a malach. And all I'm doing is telling him to do it. So we see from this that to tell a guy to do a malach at the araisa is easier than for a yid to do a malach at the rabbah. Here, the yid is doing a maisa, and here, it's only an amira. Fine. So now, Taisus wants to make merah the kechidush. Vahoya nire mitoich halachis gdayla. So Taisus wanted to say, Amir de Kechidosh. Lahater b'yom sheini afilu shereish shonet, b'mata yom sheini shal yontev, afilu reish shonet, which reish shonet is not a sfeike, the yom reish shonet is a kedusha achas. Lasais kol tzolchei mila afilu lichais eitzem, lasais balzo o yedei Yisrael. So Taisus wanted to say, Amir de Kechidosh, Yontev Sheini, a Yid is allowed to be Mechalo Yontev Sheini, do all Malachas from A to Z in order to make a Mila. Why? Sharei Meis, the Loishari Ligber al Yedei Goy, Kedemuchach per Kama de Rosh Hashanah, Velohochi Oma per Kama de Beye, Yontev Sheini, Yisaska by Yisrael, Afilu by Yontev Sheini, Shal Rosh Hashanah, Koshkein mila de shori ayyedei goy yisura de reise b'shabes, ke de pesh palochis doiles, shori nami ayyedei yisrael b'yontem sheini shal reish ha-shoner. Na, Taisvis makes a kalvachayma, a mirdike kalvachayma. Taisvis says as follows. Is one permitted according to the Bahat, is one permitted to tell a goy to do a malacha the Araisa in Shabbos in order to enable us to make a bris? So the Bahat says yes. So we see, Amira la'akam atzairech mitzvahs mila is mutter. Is one permitted to tell a goy to be mekabel a mace in Shabbos? So Tosfos brings a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that is also. That is also. So what do we see? So we see from this, that which is more chashuv, mitzvahs mila or mitzvahs kvura? We see that mitzvahs mila is more chashuv. You're allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha d'araisa in order to make mitzvahs mila. You're not allowed to tell a goy to make mitzvahs kvura, to do a malacha d'araisa, to make mitzvahs kvura Shabbos. So we see that mitzvahs mila is more chashuv than mitzvahs kvura. Fine. Now, the Gemara says, Yontev Sheini shel Rosh Hashanah, Afilosh Rosh Hashanah, Yid is allowed to be mechalo Yontev Sheini, does malachas, kvura, all malachas he does, to be mekabar Yid. So we see that kvura, which is a lesser mitzvah than Mila, that we prove because Amir La'akum is mutter by Mila and Shabbos, and Amir La'akum is also by Kvur and Shabbos. But when it comes to Yom Tov Sheini, Kvur Ayvei Yisrael is mutter. So Rada Givis, Machshirei Mila al Yidei Yisrael will be mutter Yom Tov Sheini. According to the Rav, you have a Kal V'chayma. That's a Cheshbet. So come out a Mordek Echidish, that Yom Tov Sheini shall Rosh Hashanah, I'm allowed to make a knife, to make a fire, I'm allowed to do all malachas, just like I'm allowed to do all malachas to be mekabel chametz Yom Tov Sheini, I'm allowed to do all malachas to make a meal on Yom Tov Sheini. That's what Tosfos wanted to say. Umiyu ein zekal v'chaim. Now Tosfos says, No. This kal v'chaim, you're making a big mistake. It's not a kal v'chaim. So Tosfos says, I'll tell you the nahapachu. I'll tell you punkt v'ket. I'll tell you kvure is bigger than mila. Kvure is bigger than mila. And that is why a yid is allowed to be mekabel. A yid, another yid, a yom tov sheini. Mitzvah's kvure. But al mitzvah's mila, you're not allowed to make a sakin in Yom Tov Sheini. Kvura is bigger than mila. So they says, what? How can you say kvura is bigger than mila? I proved to you, fakel. A goy, you're allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha the reise in Shabbos for mitzvah's mila. You're not allowed to tell a goy to do malacha in Shabbos for mitzvah to be mekaber ameit. So they says, you're learning wrong pshat. Not pshat is that kvura is, the mitzvah of kvura is less than the mitzvah mila. It's bigger than the mitzvah mila. Miu ein zekal v'choim. Di min adin havelei l'mishri likber meis b'shabbos. Me yikar adin, you can tell a goy to be mekabar meis in Shabbos. Aye, so why is it also? Elo lefi shehu mechuel umegune umizbayish. Very interesting. Tosfos usually is not marich with his lashonis. And here Tosfos is Marech. And here Tosfos is Marech. Tosfos says, it's Mechuel, Umegune, Umizbayesh, Shenikva b'Shabbos, Shenase b'Isser Shabbos, Afilu al Yedei Goy, and Isser Shabbos was done through a Goy. So you know the bush of the mace, it was Nikpar and Shabbos to a Goya, the Isser Shabbos. We'll explain this soon. So Memele, that's why you're not allowed to tell a Goy. Not because it's a bezoyan for the mace that he was Nikpar and the Isser Shabbos. Midi dahava he this nan beperik ha-shayot. So Tosfos brings down, I'll prove it to you. Also, goy orein v'chofar kever. A goy went. He was an undertaker by profession. He made an orein. He made an oren in Shabbos. Why did he make an oren in Shabbos? He heard that he died never in Shabbos. He made an oren for the Yid. Or he was a grave digger, and he went and dug a grave for the Yid. Lo yikaver boy oilomis. This oren cannot be used. This kever can never be used. Lo yishori b'chdei sheyasu k'moy b'chai mitam defrishes. So what kind of mice is this? If a guy will do a malacha for me in Shabbos, so the time it takes for the malacha to be done, I wait my tzoy Shabbos, he did something for me, so the time it takes for that thing to be done, I wait that time my tzoy Shabbos, so I'm not nene from the chilul Shabbos of the guy, and then I'm allowed to use it. I'm allowed to use. And here by a keva, it's also la'ila. So what's pshat? So kochach is such a concept. Mechuer, umegune, umizbayish, and nikva. This is a different thing. It's even though, theoretically, you're allowed to tell the goy, alts mitzvah, you're allowed to tell. But you can't do it. You're being mevazai. Now, I'd like to elaborate on this nekuda, what Taisvis is saying. First, I had a ha'oreh. I had a ha'oreh as follows. Taisha says, Me'ikar ad-din, you could tell the guy. You could tell the guy, the mitzvah of Purah, you could zichah tell the guy. Mitzvah of Purah is even bigger than mitzvah, Smila will say. Let's just go a little further. V'teida, I proved to you that mitzvah Kvur is bigger than mitzvah Smila. The b'meis sharye karmelis, Kedamrine ba matzniyeh, the godel kaba da briyeh. Im ken koshki nabla ila mishra lig ba yidei goy. Ala kochof taim ava kedafrishi. Taisas, I'll prove to you that mitzvah's kvure is a bigger mitzvah than mitzvah's mila. Mitzvah's mila for a yid to do a malacha derabonon, to carry a sakin in a kalmelis. It's awesome. He does not allow to get, forget about it. You won't make the Bris on Shabbos. If there's a mace in a Carmelis, you're allowed to be metaltalim in the Carmelis. He's basking in the sun, covered a mace, you're allowed to be metaltalim. So you see that a Yid is allowed to do a Shvus Ayyidei Maisel, Lutzoyrech, covered a Briyas. And he's not allowed to do it So we see Kavod HaBris is greater than Mitzvah Mila. And here we see that a Goy is permitted to do a Malacha for Mitzvah Mila, and he's not permitted to do a Malacha for Mitzvah Kvur. So how do we understand this? So Kochach, because here if we'll make a Kvur, it's Mechua, Umegune, Umizbayish. So that's why we don't do this. Now, I had a shtickle ha'oreh. As follows. This brings medical shyness, machuel, megunem, it's bayish. The din is, achayle she'ein bay sakone, you're allowed to tell a goy in Shabbos to do a malocha deraisa for achayle she'ein bay sakone. He needs antibiotic. He can make the antibiotic. He can do 20 malachas to make the antibiotic. I'm allowed to tell the guy. He does it. Now I take the antibiotic. I'm allowed to tell the guy. Why isn't it mechua, or megune, or mispayish? Taking a medicine that came to Chilul Shabbos. When it comes to the maize, so you say, you also allowed to tell the guy to make a kvure, but... So why when it comes to a refuah, he makes it for me, shkoyach, he rots in shdeisek zali le refuah, achol shem beis hakone, and he takes it, and shalom al Yisrael, where's the mechur, begune, mizbayish over here? So my chavrus abiyene can't want to say a merdike zach, he wanted to say as follows. He wanted to say like this, Kozman, a person is alive, he just knows the Shulchan Aruch. Nor says, Shemachin Chavches, Yachayla Shem Beisakon, you're allowed to tell a goy, tell the goy made the medicine for him, he's gonna feel better, Baruch Hashem, Bezer Hashem, and you're allowed to do it. Still Shabbos, he doesn't know anything about it. It's mutter, you have to do it. There's no problem. There's a mardike Taisvish Yontev says Pshat in the Mishnah Novice, Marbe Bosar Marbe Rime. The Mishnah says that if a person is stout, so there'll be a lot of worms in the keva. The fact that Taisvish Yontev, okay, the Gemara says, Kosher Rime Le Bosar Ameis, Kemachal Le Bosar Achai. The mace doesn't feel anything. So what'll be the other words? He's Mahane. The Bria. Now they have something they'll have a good meal. What's so wrong? So the Taisus Yontif says the Gufa mace, there's no problem whatsoever. He does not margish anything. But there's the Nefesh HaMace, which is kosher to the mace. And the Nefesh had a very close connection with the Guf. He was with the Guf the whole time. And now the Nefesh is witnessing the Gewaldike Busche that is happening to this Guf. He's being eaten up by worms. The Nefesh is a Gewaldike Tafness. That's what he says. And he brings him a Kolboy. The whole reason you're Mekaber a Meis, Shumibnei Shekoshe LeNefesh Shetira HaGuf Mizbazel Umutol Belikvur. He says, you don't know how much the Nefesh suffers. The Nefesh suffers when the Nefesh is this Guf. We were together for many, many years. All of a sudden, so there's a Iskashchus, now the Nefesh left the Guf. But to see the Guf of Bizoin is a Merdiketzah for the Nefesh. That's the mitzvah of Guf. Number one. And number two, I'd like to perhaps be Magdim, there's a Merdike Maimah Chazal. Once Eliyahu HaNavi was walking with one of Chazal, I don't know, not close, a Tana and a Meire, and they passed by a Nevela, a dead animal. She had a terrible, terrible odor. This Tana could not take the smell. He pinched his nostrils. He couldn't take the smell. Mamish, repugnant, terrible. Eliyahu HaNavi walked by, nothing. So it seems that smells don't bother him. They continue walking. And all of a sudden, they saw coming towards them a very wealthy man, and he had perfume on, and he was dressed beautifully. All of a sudden, Eliyahu starts holding his nostrils. So this Tana asked him, I don't understand. This person smells very nice, clean, and thus he smells beautiful. By him you hold the nostrils, and by the Nevela, he says, you don't understand. This person is a Balgaive. Do you know how a Balgaive smells? It's horrid. So what's Pshat? Aruchni, Eliyahu HaNavi smelled a Balgaive, the true smell of a Balgaive. We don't smell it, we just smell the superficial smell. The smell of a Balgaive is Shrekler. He couldn't be sable to smell. So that means if a person is more ruchniyistic, he's more sensitive to different types of inyonim, which when he's megushim, he doesn't sense them at all. When the nefesh is separated from the guf, the nefesh knows what that is, a kever that was dug in chilul Shabbos. You know how that smells? It's shreklich. The nefesh can't be saibulit. It's worthwhile for the nefesh, let him be, don't bury him today, let him be in his bath, instead of putting him into a kever that was dug, you'll kill the Shabbos. Fine. That is L'chayre Pshat and Taisus. But Kozman, Achay L'Shem B'Yisakon, he doesn't have this sensitivity to spear what Chilul Shabbos is, he doesn't have the sensitivity. So Memele, he has a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch if he doesn't feel the horror to it, so if I can't, here's a Shulchan Aruch, he'll have to tell a goy to be Mechal Shabbos to make refuah. But the nefesh can't be soibel, a kever that was made for Chilul Shabbos. Fine. But let's go a little further. So we just said now that, when we're talking about a mace, we have to reckon with the sensitivities of the nefesh, and chilul Shabbos it can't be said. Fine. Good. So I had another kasha. So I had a kasha. Tosfos brought down a gemara that a yid is allowed to be metaltel a mace in a karmelis. That's covered a mace. You're allowed to be. Covered a mace. Chilul Shabbos. This is chilul Shabbos. A yid is mechalul Shabbos. This already is mutter. The same mace, the same nefesh. When it comes to the keva that the goy made, can't be sable. It comes to the tiltel and the karmelis, no problem. So I thought a teretz, but we'll so I thought a teretz as well. There's a big chilek. To be metal, tiltel and the karmelis between you and me is not full of Shabbos, because the karmelis is not a rishus haram. I mean, a teretz is allowed to be metal. The rabbonon said you're not allowed to be metal. That's not called chilul Shabbos. That's called, I was saying, the Rabbanu made a gzeire. But that's not called chilul Shabbos. That's not from the Lama Tess. That's not called Eitzo. That's not called Avod. It's not a Rishu Saram. It's a Kamalus. That's not called chilul Shabbos. This, the Nefesh can be soible. No problem. A Kamalus. That's not chilul Shabbos. But when the Goy makes a Kvure, this is called chilul Shabbos. This is called Isser Shabbos. But now we really have to understand this. A Goy. A goy makes a kvura, a goy. A goy is allowed to do everything on Shabbos. So Mamela, a goy makes a kvura, this chilul Shabbos, this Isser Shabbos. So I wanted to shtel to a lavush. And that says as follows, which is Emerson is Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. But the lavush is, perhaps, elaborates a little more on this Aloch. The Levush and Simon Reish Ches Tzadik Siv Hei says as follows. Ein mevorchin al haner shloi shovas mimleches avere. If you have a ner moitzoi Shabbos, but this ner was loi shovas mimleches avere, that means an avere was done to create the ner, so you don't make a broch on this. Kivin shenasis boy Issa, since an Issa was done in the creation of the snare, ein roi leboich alot. Lefichoch, therefore, akum shehidlik ner b'shabes letzor choy. Agoy poran aner in Shabbos letzoyl choy. He wanted to read the newspaper on Shabbos. So he put on aner letzoyl choy. Ein bevolchem af olo. So metzoy Shabbos, the ner is still burning. I don't have avdola. I see my goyish shochen as a ner. I want to go and make avdola in this ner. No. Can't make a broch on that ner. Because this was aner. It was shloi shavas mimleches avere shenasa boy iser in roil boichol. Fifth, zot levush weiter shav al pi shehu loy osa iser. The guy didn't do any avere. The guy didn't do any avere whatsoever. And fakert akum sheshavas uschayiv misa fakert. Perhaps he had to do it. The Rebbeinu Shel Mansam Tibad Lekaner. She'enei mitzuba ala Shabbos. But let's look on the governor. But let's look on the Ner. Kivin she'im hidliko Yisrael have Yisrael lo yishavas mimeleches Yisrael mikri. So it's called this Ner was created through meleches Yisrael. Zutetaz leinyim broche. Zutetaz says leinyim broche. Tzorich shalayiye shum tzad aveira. That means, so the taz and the lavush and the mechaber and tzagamore, that a goy tzindin don aler in Shabbos for himself. I can't make a broche on this name, boire moire haesh, because there was a tzad aveira, a tzad is a. This ner was created in Shabbos, so that you can make a broch on that. Huh? Gebal. Now, Let's go one step further. We'll talk two steps further. What is the din if you had a chayla sheyesh b'sakone? And I asked a yid to tzind on a ner in Shabbos for the chayla sheyesh b'sakone. The din is meitzoi Shabbos. You're allowed to make a palter. The stuff that's called nasa b'yisa kuach nefesh is matter. Fine, that's poshut. Now there's a machloikis, the Eliyorabe and the Mogen Avrom. What is a choyle she'ein boisakone? That amira la'akum is mutter, and a choyle she'ein boisakone told a goy to be madlik an her, which he's allowed to tell him, and the goy was madlik the ner. I'm allowed to make avdol on this ner. The Magen Avraham says, the Magen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, yes. Amir l'akab ez muta ba'a chayla she'en b'yisakone. So it's just like chayla she'esh b'yisakone ba'a yeyi. And the Eliyahu Rabbe says, no. No. A chayla she'en b'yisakone. You're allowed to tell the goy, but you can't say this is a ner she'shovas. This is cool. I'm allowed to tell the goy. The goy said, not called a ner she'shovas. As they state in Eliyahu Rabbe. So, tachsich mir, I think we have a mordeke raya from our Teisvis to the Eliyahu Rabbe. Because Teisvis said as follows, in Kainim Anachnum, Shatnum Teisvis. Teisvis said, Meiker hadin, you're allowed to tell a goy to make a kvur on Shabbos. No shayla. Kvur is bigger than mila. Kvur covered on meis is bigger than mila. Va'af al pi kain Teisvis says, But the mace can't take it. The mace can't take it. Ayat muta, the mace can't take it. Till the kamalus, no problem that the mace can take. But when it comes to malachi the raisu the chagoy, it's mechua megune. So if you say like the Eliyahu Rabbe, so I understand they're very good. The Eliyahu Rabbe says a chayla shein by sakone is ner shenasa by yitzah. Nasa by Yaveira. That's some brias on there is Nasa by Yaveira. I'm allowed to tell the guys, that's nothing. But to make a broche on this creation, it was a tzad Aveira, this is also. This is what the Rabbi said. So memele, a tzad Aveira of Chilul Shabbos is mechua umegune mizbaish. So therefore, you're not mekaber ayid in the kaber that a guy dug on Shabbos. But according to the Magen Avraham says that you can make a, we just mentioned before the Taz is if there's a tzad aveira, you can't make a broche. So the Magen Avraham holds to tell a chayla shem by sakone to tell a guy to be madlik on there, there's no tzad aveira, there's nothing. So what's wrong over here for the yid to be nikbar in the kever that was dug through a goy?